USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Described by some who witnessed it as chaotic and by others as an American disgrace, the first presidential debate of the season is in the books.
Will you shut up, man?
Listen, who is President Trump and Joe Biden speaking over each other through much of the debate, and at times the president even got into it with moderator Chris Wallace.
Mr. President, your campaign agreed to both sides would get two-minute answers uninterrupted. Well, your side agreed to it, and why don't you observe what your campaign agreed to as a ground rule, okay, sir?
He never keeps his word.
No, I'm not asking. That was a rhetorical question.
The president could sign a bill today to keep the government running as the Senate finished debating it yesterday and will hold a final vote today. Just before the new budget year begins, the temporary funding bill would avoid a shutdown through December 11th. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell says the president's pick for Supreme Court justice should be considered by all senators, not based on politics, but on her record. And he's slamming Democrats for using what he calls scare tactics concerning Amy Coney Barrett.
These hysterical claims collapse under the slightest examination. But sadly, they're just beginning.
Disney is laying off 28,000 employees amid COVID-19 closures at its theme parks. The jobs will also impact its workers at its Disney Experiences and in its consumer products divisions. Country music legend and sometimes actor Mac Davis has died. He had a hit with this in 1972.
Baby, baby, don't get hooked on me.
Davis also wrote big hits for others like Elvis Presley's In the Ghetto. Davis died after heart surgery. He was 78. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
An 11-year-old boy, one of two hostages, found dead in an Oregon home. Police say he and a woman were shot before deputies busted in. Another woman shot, said to be in serious condition, and a second child was also rescued but wasn't hurt. It's unclear at this point if the suspect knew the victims or why he held them at gunpoint. He spoke with a negotiator but still opened fire and then took his own life. A football player at Georgetown University suspended from the team after being accused of murder. Dijon Williams arrested yesterday at a house in Georgia. He was wanted in the July killing of a man in the nation's capital, and he's set to be extradited soon. Georgetown U says it just learned of the charges yesterday, and there's no indication the crime took place anywhere near the campus. The school has postponed fall sports because of the pandemic. We told you that singer Mac Davis has passed away at 78, also dying at the same age yesterday, singer Helen Reddy, best known for her 1972 hit I Am Woman. And free flights to Orlando, Florida. It's a new deal from Frontier Airlines, but there is a catch. It's only good for people who share the name of that city. The budget airline says the Florida destination is one of their most popular, but they want to spread the love only to those named Orlando, though. If you have that as a first or last name, you can get a free ride between October 13th and 20th. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.